Emotional tributes 21 years later. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. There was a steady rain falling when President Biden laid a wreath at the Pentagon to remember those who died when a plane flown by terrorists crashed into the building on September 11th.
The president said for the families who lost loved ones on that fateful day,
21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all.
184 people died at the Pentagon that day. Biden says ever since, the building, ravaged after a hijacked plane burrowed into it, is a memorial for those lost.
And the command center for our response to defend and protect the American people.
The president said in Washington, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, at Ground Zero in New York, and in cities across the nation, Americans maintain their promise to never forget.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In New York City and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the victims' names were read.
Thomas E. Burnett, Jr.
The coordinated attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. Others died later from the toxins they inhaled at New York's Ground Zero. A gunfight in Colorado has claimed the life of a police officer. He was responding to a disturbance early this morning.
The Arvada police officer we lost this morning was Dylan Michael Vakoff, 27 years old. He has been with the Arvada Police Department since 2019.
Link Strait is the Arvada police chief. A suspect is in custody. The flag-draped coffin of Queen Elizabeth has arrived in Scotland's capital. Tomorrow, King Charles will travel to Edinburgh, where the Queen will lie in rest before being flown to London on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The tables are turning on Russia.
Ukrainian forces appear to be gaining momentum as we enter the 200th day of the Russian invasion. A counteroffensive in the country's east Sunday morning, quickly reclaiming Russia-occupied areas in the Kharkiv region. The success of Ukrainian forces causing Moscow to withdraw troops to prevent them from being surrounded. Russian forces reportedly now leaving behind a significant number of weapons and munitions. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The situation remains dire at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. It's been occupied by Russian soldiers since the beginning of the war, and fighting nearby has the global community concerned. With just weeks to go before the midterm elections, Republicans are reminding voters about the illegal drugs flowing across our southern border.
300 people a day are dying from fentanyl. That's a plane crashing each and every day. But this administration doesn't believe it's a crisis.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Democrats feel they have the momentum because of the Supreme Court ruling on abortion. As much of the world mourns the death of Queen Elizabeth, the bond between the U.S. and the U.K. is being remembered.
With Great Britain now in a period of mourning over the passing of Queen Elizabeth comes a story of the special bond between our two nations. It was 2 days after the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. With the U.S. and much of the world still reeling from the shock, the leader of one of our staunchest allies displayed her independent streak. Her Majesty broke with tradition. In a show of solidarity with her nation's wounded ally, she ordered the Coldstream Guards to play the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, during the traditional changing of the guard ceremony at Buckingham Palace, as a tribute to the thousands of innocent lives lost on that tragic day.
Fox's Karen McHugh, Pam Puso, Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.